Chapter 2 Other Stories. Ellen, an Al-Anon member, says, "When I say I'm codependent, I don't mean I'm a little bit codependent. I mean I'm really codependent. I don't marry men who stop for a few beers after work. I marry men who won't work." Maybe you identified with Jessica in the last chapter. Her story is an extreme example of codependency, but it's one I hear frequently. However, Jessica's experience is not the only type of codependency. There are as many variations of that story as there are codependents to tell them. Here are a few. Gerald, a handsome and personable man in his early 40s, calls himself a success in business, but a failure in relationships with women. During high school and college, Gerald dated many women. He was popular and considered a good catch. However, after graduation, Gerald stunned his family and friends when he married Rita. Rita treated Gerald worse than any other woman he had dated. She acted cool and hostile toward Gerald and his friends, shared few interests with him, and didn't seem to care much for or about Gerald. 13 years later, the marriage ended in divorce when Gerald discovered some things he had suspected for years were true. Rita had been dating other men since they were married, and she was, and had been for some time, abusing alcohol and other drugs. Gerald was devastated. But after mourning for about 2 months, he fell wildly in love with another woman who was a start-in-the-morning-and-drink-till-she-passes-out alcoholic. After spending several months worrying about her, trying to help her, trying to figure out what he was doing that caused her to drink, trying to control her drinking, and ultimately getting angry with her because she wouldn't stop drinking, Gerald terminated that relationship. Soon he met another woman, fell in love with her, and moved into her apartment. Within months, Gerald suspected she, too, was chemically dependent. Soon, Gerald began spending much of his time worrying about his girlfriend. He checked up on her, rummaged through her purse looking for pills or other evidence, and questioned her about her activities. Sometimes he simply denied she had a problem. During those times, he kept busy, tried to enjoy his...